Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, friends. Today's episode is brought to you by Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus gives you total control to watch thousands of shows anytime, anywhere. Watch classic shows or catch up on current episodes of Saturday Night Live, South Park, Community, and so much more. Act now, and TMOS listeners get a cool special deal, an absolutely free extended trial of Hulu Plus. Just go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Again, that's HuluPlus.com/TMOS. You'll love it.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Some of those animals are actually 9 years old.
How's that?
Man, are my allergies killing me.
Yeah,
today.
It's a bad allergy morning, Mike.
It is
heavy
really,
problem.
It is so rough out there.
It really is.
I feel like I'm going to pass out.
What do you want for your morning jog?
Yeah, I already did. I made eggs for the neighborhood.
Well, nice. What happened is
we had a block party.
I woke up at my normal time, and
right.
My eyes were just as red as can be.
It was terrible.
Like a schoolhouse.
It was
and
crazy.
I said, good heavens, it must be the dander or the pollen.
Now, this is a very special show today because, and incidentally, is my microphone all right? Because it does sound like I'm all. Oh, it's because we got the two microphones open.
It could be, yeah.
That's
why it's
sounding a little different.
My bad.
We have two microphones open today, additionally in the studio, because we're going to have a particular theme on the Mike O'Mara Show today, and that is music. Because you'll be hearing about our lovely evening of karaoke last night, where we regaled the people of Arlington, Virginia, in song. And that's,
to quote the great Johnny Carson, you really think you're fooling everybody.
Thank
don't
you. Thank you very much. How you doing? How are you?
Hey, Mike,
nice
I know this won't
you.
Make any sense until after today's bonus show, but glad to see you.
Nice to see you. It's been a long time. Anyway, so we're going to be talking about Re-Raw. That'll be a very large part of the show and our evening of karaoke.
It's a bar.
What I do believe was the hottest temperature bar. Not as far as crowd, not as far as the intensity of the evening, but as far as the temperature itself, that is the warmest experience I've ever had.
You know,
in a bar.
I think the only time that approaches it, and I was actually with you, do you remember the Holly Garber benefit, like about 20 years ago?
Inside.
It was inside an un-air-conditioned
98
facility.
98 degrees outside, and the temperature inside was hotter.
But you know what? What happened is the heat last night was not so much a result of the weather. It was a result of the douchebaggery crowd. They were throwing off heat.
How dare you?
No, no. Because you know what? There was one small 2-foot-wide corridor.
Right.
If you could...
We're getting ahead of ourselves here.
But
because we have to talk about this in the body of the show.
You're right. I was... Withdraw.
Because I am actually diverting from what I want to do in the opening segment here and featuring our intern, Josh Murphy, who is a fairly decent little guitarist.
Oh, thank you.
And you've been studying and teaching guitar for most of your young life. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you brought your guitar in today. Mm-hmm. And for weeks, I've been saying Josh Murphy is going to entertain us with a little instrumental action here. So what are you going to be playing for us today, Mr.
Well,
Murphy?
Well, we have a couple choices. If you guys want to talk, I can play something ambient over it. If you guys want me to just go and do something instrumental, I can play some old school jazz stuff
The
for
last
you.
Thing we need is ambient.
What
ambient.
If I was to do a narrative on Oscar's birth?
Oh, please.
That would be
so
great.
So we would have Bolivian music in the background?
We'll have some sort of ambient Bolivian.
So let's start.
Music.
So it sounds something like this.
Something like this.
Deep in the mountains, early in the 1980s, a son was born to a father. A son up in the mountains, where the beans grow, the coffee beans, they are harvested. He was raised by koala bears.
Was he really?
And they don't even grow in Bolivia.
Well, you had them shipped in, didn't you?
Imported,
so
baby.
I am so
imported.
All right, play something, Josh, that you like to play. So what's something
hey, before you do
like?
That, will you do me something? Because this we missed out on this before the show. Mm-hmm. In a few words, can you explain how a guitar pickup works?
A guitar pickup, it's one magnet rep.
No,
you see, the thing is that Josh, when he's not aware of talking like Josh, sometimes he sounds more like the impression than we do.
Absolutely.
We were trying to rig up the guitar, and we said, do we want to go through the board or just Mike? And he says, well, a pickup is essentially an electromagnet.
What is the classic acoustic guitar instrumental song? I mean, is there one? Or
well, I mean, the one that I always think of is Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Or Layla.
Layla. No, it's an electric song.
No, is it? Boo.
Something like that. I don't know.
I just booed.
I just heard it. Never said that.
All right, Josh Murphy, intern for the Mike O'Mara Show, play something that will wow us.
Yes.
Wow you?
All right,
yeah.
All right, here we go.
Okay, here we go. This is Charlie Parker, Anthropology.
All right.
Is he finding his way or?
Boo!
Oh man!
Hey, yeah. Can you play a hit?
Not good.
I don't like that.
All right,
one.
Well, let's see here. No, it's fine. That's fine. That's
we're
fine.
A terrible room, aren't we? We're a terrible crowd.
Well, he picked a great day to come in.
Right. Yeah, I know, right? Late night.
Okay, very good.
Okay, do you guys know Chet Baker?
Sure, go
okay.
for it.
This Why is not? My funny Valentine.
Okay. Oscar, stop looking at me. He's getting into it.
Oh, sorry.
Unphotographable.
Yeah.
How's that voice, Rob? I thought that was supposed to... I was supposed to sound like that.
You know what? Sometimes you go to the well, Mike, and there is no water. It's occasional, but it happens.
You. My funny Valentine.
Valentine's not as funny as our voices.
All right, play something
upbeat.
Something that will make us.
You realize I'm sitting with an acoustic guitar without a backing. I mean,
do you think I'm a moron? I'm looking at you.
I'm just saying. Well, here, Rob. Would you like to join me?
All right, I'm going to give a review of the second song too. Sorry,
that's okay.
All right, very
any
good.
Extreme in you?
Well, I mean, I play a lot of rock and metal, but again,
okay.
Acoustic guitar. I mean, you want me?
Can you strum and not pick? Can you strum a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Hit some chords, baby. I was born on a Friday morning.
Yeah.
In July.
It's August.
But it's August now. You're a big fat cow, and I don't want to see you look at me with those eyes you got in the back of your head.
That's the Mike O'Mara classic. Eyes in the back of your head.
Keep it like that.
Yeah, that was nice.
You're so bitter, you're on Twitter. Get me to the babysitter. I don't know why I feel so blue today. Beer and burgers, I don't care. She's got something in her underwear because you feel good to me today. Don't ever ask who's that boy. We all called him Pony Boy. He's a skinny cigarette smoking man's man.
I don't know what I'm doing. All
right, do you want to sing with reverb? I was thinking the effects mic might be better for this.
That was pretty damn good.
That was excellent.
Yeah. Good job.
Blues, please.
Well, I'm a man.
What?
When I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. Well, I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N.
Have you always been a woman?
Because I love your touch.
Oh, God.
All right, forget it.
All right, what else do you want to play for us, Josh?
Now, you know what you played earlier? You played yesterday, or the day before, you played Day Tripper.
Yeah.
Everyone knows
Everyone
that.
Everyone knows Day Tripper. Yeah. You guys ready?
One, sure. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah.
Got a good reason for taking the easy way out. Taking the easy way out now. She was a day tripper. One way ticket, yeah. It took me so long to find out, but I found out. Josh Murphy. Boom. All right, thank
All right,
you.
That was excellent, that though.
Nice job. Nice job, Josh. Great work.
Well, how about you do classical music, don't you?
I do mainly jazz. I can do, like, I play classical music the way a violin player
does. Do what
player,
you do. Do, what, do I, what you do.
I mean, I'm not properly equipped to do
You're
what
You're such
I do.
A guitar player.
Sorry.
You know what's great? When you say do what you do, right. You almost got up to sit in the dining room.
Yeah, exactly. My feet started to move.
Let me see.
I'm going to go
see.
Pack t-shirts.
Can you do flamenco?
Send an apologetic email.
Flamenco guitar.
Oh, you like the.
Oh, yeah. My people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
bit like Yes.
How about the riff from Heart? What's the song that Heart
Barracuda.
Does?
Barracuda.
Barracuda.
I'm guessing.
Well, why would he have known heard it?
What else? You got any requests? Or
yeah, let's
done?
Start the show.
Okay, start the show. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Woo, look at that. Who'd want to live in a place like that?
That would be my home.
Oh, and it is lovely, just beautiful. You know, you are quite a decorator. It's amazing what you've done with such a modest budget. I like that boulder. That is a nice boulder. I guess you don't entertain much, do you?
I like my privacy.
You know, I do, too. That's another thing we have in common. Like, I hate it when you got somebody in your face, you're trying to give them a hint, and they won't leave, and then there's that big awkward silence, you know. Can I stay with you? Please.
Of course.
Really?
No.
Please, I don't want to go back there. You don't know what it's like to be considered a freak. Well, maybe you do. But that's why we gotta stick together. You gotta let me stay. Please, please.
Okay. But one night only.
Ah, thank you.
Ah, what are you? No.
Oh, this is gonna be fun. We can stay up late, swapping manly stories, and in the morning, I'm making waffles.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from Studio 1K in the Pfeifferplex Broadcast Center, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded worldwide 18 million times. We are powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, 102.9 FM WTNT in Washington, D.C., and the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. Our show today is brought to you by Signs by Tomorrow in Manassas. Yeah, they deserve a round of applause.
Good job. That's Kevin, right?
If you are looking for an affordable and dramatic way to visually get your message to your customers, then look no further than Signs by Tomorrow of Manassas. Signs by Tomorrow offers a tremendous variety of signs and graphic services that will get your business noticed. Custom signs, digital printing, custom graphics. They do it all at Signs by Tomorrow. They can do indoor and outdoor signs. They can wrap your vehicles. They wrapped our entire studio. They can do that for your office as well.
And they did it in no time at all, and the room looks dynamite.
Absolutely. They can do your trade show display, your booth, your event signs, all your custom sign printing solutions are covered. Call Kevin, and there's another guy over there. What's his name?
Bill.
703-530-0070 or visit signsbytomorrow.com/Manassas. Ask for Kevin or Bill.
It truly is dramatic.
They have experienced people, state-of-the-art technology. They're cost-effective. Signs by Tomorrow of Manassas, your visual message specialist. And ask for Kevin or
Bill.
Has Phil any feedback on these commercials from Phil?
Not at all.
No, I would be surprised.
Nary a bit.
Phil listens every day. He just never asks for anything.
Okay, I'm doing some self-editing. I always come in here and I say, at the very end of the night, Jimmy and I were bad boys. We stopped by McDonald's on the way home. And so I went off my Wait Not program.
Well, yeah, you visited the bathroom?
That. What's that?
To visit the bathroom?
No, or? No. We actually got in the drive-thru because we wanted an ice cream cone.
Understood.
Mike, I love when we walk in here, he's like, look, not for air.
Not for on the air.
Yeah.
I said, not for on the air. But
and now this.
I went to the dark side at McDonald's last night, and it was an ice cream cone, and it was a manager, and it was a McDonald's, the same one that I used to go. Remember when I got sleepy and I'd have to stop for an ice cream cone?
Yeah,
on the way back from
that. It was that one, and
usually, then you would stop and eat it in the parking lot of an elementary school,
and I'd wake up
because that's not creepy.
Like a creep.
It was like a stimulant for me.
Yes, and seeing the young children and the ice cream, of course,
it woke me up. And I was fine. And last night, it all came to a head when the manager came out and said, the ice cream machine, they don't have ice cream. And then Jimmy and I started to inquire.
Time-ish?
Why they don't. Oh, wee hours. Wee hours.
1:30, 2 o'clock?
Yes, yeah, right about there.
Okay, 2
and probably 1:30-ish, 1:45.
Okay.
Sure. And so, you know, I said, you know, you never have it here. You never do. And every third day when I used to require it as a stimulant, they wouldn't have it.
What
and
was the, let me ask what the tone was. Was it, you never have it? Or was it, you never have it?
You never have it.
You never have it.
I mean, I didn't go so far as to make a YouTube video where I would get out of the car and go, "You son of a bitch!"
Yeah, Mike on Vine.
Give me my sixth burger.
But I did get into it with him because I was crying BS because he had a story.
Do you think
story.
He was denying you?
No. I think he had a story. It sounded to me like, I think, this is just my opinion.
Right.
I think to make that ice cream, like I've seen when you go into those shops, they right. probably have to put a liquid product.
Yeah, it comes in like a...
There's a preparation
work,
involved.
Baby.
Like
work.
A two-gallon box. Work. And it's heavy.
And I think they chose to just blow that off because I think it's a labor-intensive element. That's just always been my theory.
Do you think... Now, my father used to work at a place called the Dairy Delish, Mike.
Are you kidding?
I kid you not. He worked
the
there with...
The Dairy Delish?
He worked there with my Uncle Bruce.
Wow.
And they were really... I'm surprised people...
Bet that was delicious.
Wow. They used to... Here's... You'll love this.
Yes.
They would... it was cheaper to not buy preformed hamburger patties. So one of their jobs was to take the ground beef and to make the hamburger patties by hand.
I would think that would be a bonus. That would be a selling point for the restaurant.
Well, the bonus was is that they got bored, him and his brother Bruce, and they used to have a game is that when they'd make a hamburger patty, they'd throw it on the ceiling and to see who could make theirs stick the longest.
Oh, my God.
Now, one time in the
Your
middle
dad
of the
was
game,
trouble.
In the middle of the game, the owner of the restaurant, Ollie, well, short for Olive, but Ollie Trevain came in while the burgers were on the ceiling.
He was the owner?
No, Olive is the woman.
Oh, Ollie.
Yeah, Ollie and Mike Trevain, Mike. Come on.
So wait a minute. Ollie,
keep up, man.
Ollie was an Olive, not an Oliver.
Yeah, it was short for all Olive. Right. So she comes in and is talking to the boys while the burgers are on the ceiling.
Oh,
and
no.
all my father
and they're
is
waiting
his,
for him to fall?
Please don't fall while she's in here. Please don't fall while she's in here. Please don't fall while she's in here. Because then you have to explain the entire game.
To Ollie. And was she a task mistress?
Oh, yeah. She was tough.
She was a tough lady?
But the thing is that he does remember that you would have to clean out the soft serve machines, and you didn't clean them with water. You cleaned them with milk.
Okay.
Ooh.
When you would rinse them out. And so,
why is that?
Because I think water would be hard to dry the inside of the machine. There's a lot of stuff going on. And I think when you rinse it, the water could rust it. And also, you don't want to water down the ice cream product.
I would imagine if you're cleaning something with milk, that would probably, by the end of a month, smell really good.
Well, no, but you clean it every day, and you know, you keep the stuff rolling through.
You keep it lubed.
Yeah, but you would clean it with milk, and so when they would flush it out, they'd be left with gallons of, like, chocolate milk. And they'd say, Ollie would say, "Take this home for little Wes," who was my cousin at the time. And, because they don't want to throw away gallons of chocolate milk.
Right.
And my father would say, "Sure, we'll take it home to Wes." He'd take it home and dump it in the bay. Which is why to this day, all the crabs have diabetes.
What a great end to that story.
But awesome. I really, if you have to clean the ice cream machine, and it is it's a process, and you
right.
have to use milk.
He didn't say anything about cleaning. That's he said something work. About resetting or something like that.
Well, you unplug and replug it.
Well, I don't know. Well, I wasn't having any.
He gave you the wrong answer. And what did you say?
He gave us the wrong answer. Oh, I was in his kitchen, and he was going back and forth with me about it. And I said, I guarantee you they got effing ice cream up the street at the one. And I know the owner of this joint, and they got it up there. He said, "Go ahead."
Oh.
Go ahead.
He's from out of town.
So what happens now? You got to just go home, right?
Go ahead and go up the street. See if you have your ice cream up there, fat man.
Yes, that's great. You're dealing with Punjab from the movie Annie.
I went up the street and they
You
did,
went up the street?
We went. Well, it's on the way. It's on the, you know the McDonald's that's right there at 66?
Ah,
and then
yes.
the one that's like a little ways up.
It's on the way anyway.
It's on the way anyway. We stopped and they had ice cream.
Of course they did. As far as the eye can see.
So I had a.
How many did you order?
I had them give me the number at the other one for the. Because they're owned by the same person. And I know that because.
Really?
Years ago, they came into the Edge Studios, the owner, and debuted their new oatmeal product that they had. And so I knew the owner of that McDonald's.
And that's
I really
the name
did.
Of it on the menu. New oatmeal product.
I really. And I loved it.
Yeah. You'll crap for a week when you eat new oatmeal product.
So I called back to the manager because he asked me to call him. He actually said, come back down. If they give you ice cream, I'll come back and give you ice cream for free next time.
Oh,
he said, because they won't have it. He was really cocky about it.
Yeah.
And so I,
what a jackass.
I thought he was being a dick. But then again, I was probably being a bigger dick.
Where's my ice cream?
And so, I told you that there would be ice cream, and this is not the story I got when you debuted the new oatmeal product.
Let me throw this out to my two fast food buddies.
Yeah. Yes.
When you have a 24-hour open McDonald's,
right?
Wouldn't you think that one of the staples, one of the things you probably should have on hand for especially the summer months,
yeah,
in the wee hours, would be you know, an ice cream?
Well,
product.
Even take out of the fact
if you're not getting, you know,
take demand out of it. The
right.
thing is that if I have seen them load the soft serve machine, you get like a 3-gallon, 2-gallon box of ice cream goo,
right?
And you put it in there, and then it has to freeze. I would think the stupid thing would be to shut the machine down because then it would have to refreeze,
right?
I would think it would be on 24, even if you shut the store.
Well, it all depends how much you're moving, though.
Right? Yeah,
because it's got to go bad after a while.
Not McDonald's ice cream. It's
no.
all chemicals.
It's constantly being
churned.
Served,
what about two? Well, I guess for myself, every time I go into a late night menu mm-hmm. kind of area, whether it be McDonald's or
now,
something
hey,
else.
Now, if it's just the late night menu and they say, hey, this is not offered after a certain
yes.
hour, then I'm all in. But if you have a little sign up on your golden arches that says 24 hours, I think that you ought to offer all the products.
I agree.
There's a difference between a late night menu. I thought the 24 right. hour only offered a late night menu.
Which is like smaller menu
yeah,
of
look,
them.
Every time I drive through, it's like the magic eight ball.
Right.
They'll tell me what they have and what they don't have.
Yes.
But I'm okay with that. Apparently, you're not.
Well, I don't know. Now, hold on. You're assuming that there is no ice cream on the late night menu.
And also, there's a flaw in his theory, because what he's talking about, the late night menu is what they prepare. And it's got to be a certain number of like beef patties and stuff
okay.
like that. The ice cream machine is the ice cream machine.
Okay.
That's all it is. So
but,
if it's
but,
on,
but,
it should give you ice cream.
But I would
cream.
Stand by what Oscar said if indeed the ice cream was not on the late night menu. I'd
yeah.
accept that.
I don't
accept
know
that ruling. Sure. But the fact is that just up the street at the other 24-hour McDonald's, they had ice cream.
Wow.
Owned by the same guy.
So
you went to the first one and burned
process,
it down.
I'm leaning across Jimmy the whole time. And
oh, because you're yelling into the
Jimmy
thing?
Is totally amused by this, and I'm leaning across him.
Oh, I don't know.
And I'm saying, please, do me a favor. Can you give me the number of the other place? The one down there, your sister, McDonald's.
Oh, my God.
Can you get me that? And I call the guy, and so I call, and it's like, ring, 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 ring.
Hello.
I said, hi. Remember us? We were the ones that wanted ice cream, and you said they wouldn't have it at the other place.
Yes, I remember you.
They have ice cream.
Okay.
And that's all he said, with silence. And
right.
said, yeah. You said they wouldn't, and they do. And it's like, this is I'm like his dream customer.
Is this an 89-cent cone you're fighting about?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah, yeah, this is an 89. Well, actually, we ended up getting a McFlurry.
Mm. After all that?
Yeah.
Well, but you know what? If they don't have ice cream, they're not going to have a McFlurry.
Okay.
So that's your...
But they had the ice cream.
Did he give you the pass and say, come on by?
No,
for a free cone?
He didn't like
it. Did he ask you to bring him something?
Can you ask him to bring
him something? No, I think the conversation may have ended with him saying,
oh, here we go.
I'm hanging up on you now.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was my...
you showed him.
That was my... Yeah, I sure
you
did.
You showed him.
You know what? I'm sure he'll remember that for the rest of his
they
life.
They had everything.
Not...
By the way, Mike, they had everything to offer at 1:15 at the Leesburg Taco Bell.
Taco Bell does right by their late
Did you
night
stay
menu.
Out that late?
It's a 70-minute drive for me. Keep in mind how far
okay,
away I live from Clarendon.
Because I thought you guys both left earlier than that.
I left a little after midnight, I think, and then got there a little after 1, yeah.
I lingered with Todd Moore and Jimmy Cerrito, and we went to the dreaded second location, which was...
Oh, no.
Was it hotter or cooler than the first one?
Todd came out, and I was outside. And I was holding court.
Yeah, I saw you. That was just beginning when I left.
And let's start at the beginning. We were all at a bar called Rira last night in
R-I-R-A.
Arlington. For karaoke, because Oscar had gone the week before with Todd Moore, and he was raving about the karaoke.
Live band karaoke.
It's amazing.
Live band karaoke. Where do you want me to start? Do you want the positives first, or do you want the negatives
let's
first?
Let's go with the positives.
The positive is, the number one positive, this band of guys had, in my opinion, the best attitude of any musician
Absolutely.
I have ever seen.
And let's
they
name
were
them by
so
name.
Joyous in their whole demeanor. And I'll get back to that, because it was not the greatest environment last
night. And it was, they're called the Harry Karaoke Band.
They
played everything solid as a rock.
Oh, absolutely tight, and they were sweethearts. They were, because really, I would think that, you know, they just got into the spirit of what it is, and they really had a good time with everybody, and they were just so happy. They were so joyous. God, I love to see people perform.
The secret to karaoke is really not about the people performing, it's about the MC.
Right.
And with that band, they had four good MCs.
They were all good, and they were talented, and it was so much fun to watch them.
Everyone was very excited, and I have to thank a listener, Tommy Meyerhofer, for sending this from the Rerot Twitter. Mike, I think you'll be pleased to know that they were promoting your appearance last night, and I quote, Rerot Clarendon writes, former famous D.C. radio personality Mike O'Mara.
Is it Mike or Mark?
It's Mike O'Mara, but it's former famous D.C. radio personality Mike O'Mara performing live band karaoke tonight at Rerot.
Oh, my God.
There it is.
Oh, my God.
You're getting some run on Twitter.
Right. Yeah, he's trending.
Yeah, you are trending.
That
I think hashtag former famous.
Former famous D.C. radio personality performing live band karaoke.
Fantastic.
Rerot. Okay, I'm going to get to the negative.
Oh,
right
here we go.
Look.
You're going to start negative? Or
no,
I thought we were going positive.
I love the band, and I wanted to say that first.
Okay.
And the manager, Emmett, and the owner down there, they could not have been nicer guys. But fellas, I got to tell you something. If you're going to have an establishment that serves the public, turn on the air conditioning. And I asked Emmett early on, because apparently 400 people had asked him the same question, and he said to me, it broke today.
Thank you.
That is like,
now, as a bar owner.
Dude, that is a massive fail in my book. Now, really, come on.
Mike, as a guy who used to own a bar.
If you own a failing restaurant, contact us at foodnetwork.com.
Now, as a man who owned a bar, if you were in that situation.
Yes. RHVAC.
Would you have opened that night? Because keep in mind,
I would have.
Do you think they could have possibly, and we explored upstairs,
right,
set up on the upper level, that dining room,
no,
where they have
I'm going to give them a free pass on that. No, the room is the room that's designed for that.
Okay.
But here's where I had the disconnect with our friend Emmett, the manager down there.
Who could not have gotten beers in our hands quicker. He was a good guy.
The quote was, the air conditioning broke today.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, that would indicate you've had some time to at least get somebody to take a look at it.
Well, the room doesn't get that hot instantly. The room should have been, I mean, that was a 6-hour
this
problem.
This is, as a customer, how I look at it. We're down in, you know, buku bucks for rent territory.
Oh, it's a place where I was uncomfortable because it's so hip.
We are dealing with a bar that has multiple locations.
Yeah.
They've got one in D.C. They've got one in Arlington. They're going to open another one in Georgetown. So
it is a franchise, but it's
expanding.
A classy, and it's a big deal.
You know, it just seems to me that I really wish they had addressed this problem. I have never been in. Mm-hmm. It had to be 94 degrees inside of that bar.
I agree. It was not.
It was insane.
It was not a cool night in D.C., and
right,
it was noticeably cooler outside.
So, you know, this is the work ethic that comes in, because I know that there were two people, maybe a little more than that,
yes,
that actually showed up because we were going to be there. And so there was the feeling of obligation. If I was on my own and I was just in there hanging out, and this is what happened, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Oscar said, you had about 200 people there last week. You had about one-tenth of that.
Yes.
You know, you had about 50 people, you know, give or take, by the end of the night. There were, you know, because everybody split.
It was
because it was 100 degrees.
Yeah. Well, I got to Clarendon, and there's...
God, that pissed me off.
It takes an hour to park because it's Clarendon. It's a very exclusive hip area, so I park and I'm walking to the place. I see Todd and girl and a friend of theirs eating at a sidewalk cafe.
Right.
So I sit down, have a beer with them, and then we get there. I see you. You're there.
Right.
Go and say hi to
you. I was first.
Yeah.
Were you really?
9:25. I was first.
Good
nice.
Boy.
I got there with nice. Mr. Cerritos.
And then I talked to you, and you said, you know, Rob, the air conditioning's broken. I said, really? Because it's 94 in here? Is that what's
it
up?
It was insane.
And then I go over to Oscar, and I say, how's it going? He says, great. Mike's upset. I said, oh, I know.
But I wasn't really upset. I was just like,
Mike,
God,
you're like the hot chick.
I want to leave.
Yeah, I know. You. As soon as I saw you, I said, he is not happy.
Well, we'll get to that, because when you saw me, I'll explain, because I gave Oscar S right out of
the shoot?
Yeah, because of my standard method of giving him S. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let me ask you this question, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
You know any control freaks, people that like to be in control?
Not in this room.
I think everybody loves to be in control.
Of course.
Especially when it comes to our entertainment, we love to be in control. Control is the best thing to have.
Of course it is.
Is it not?
It is.
Yes. Right now, control just got a lot easier thanks to Hulu Plus. We love them. Hulu Plus allows you to watch anything you want, anywhere you want. Use your TV, your Blu-ray player, Roku, Apple TV, your PC, or your smartphone or tablet. Endless entertainment on demand at all times. And listen.
Hey, listen. We heard that last night.
Now, this is where you can help the show out, and you can have fun at the same time. This is a special deal just for TMOS listeners, an extended free trial of Hulu Plus. Give it a try. You will absolutely love it, okay? It's an extended free trial. Free. F-R-E-E.
How much does it cost?
It is free.
Wow.
It doesn't cost a penny. Click the Hulu Plus banner at MikeOmaraShow.com. Do it today. Do it this weekend. Enjoy your content. Go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. You can go there also for 2 free weeks of great shows like Family Guy, Lost, Modern Family, The Daily Show, Downton Abbey. All those great shows
Fantastic.
Are available for you on Hulu Plus. If you're like me, you've got a show that you came late to the party on, like Breaking Bad, for example.
Or the Rockford Files.
Or Downton Abbey was a show that I actually came to the party very, very late.
Right.
And I said to myself, you know what? I'd really like to actually catch up and get all the back episodes.
Best way to do it is start from the beginning.
There is no real better way to watch TV if you got some time to kill on a weekend than actually stocking up on a television series and watching them one right after the other. Hulu Plus is the perfect vehicle for that as well. It's endless, it's a free trial, and it starts the minute you click that banner. Before you know it, you'll be watching your favorite current shows and amazing classic TV all on your schedule. Take control of your TV watching experience. Just click the Hulu Plus banner at MikeOmaraShow.com or go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS and do it right now.
When?
As a personal favor, right now.
Good.
Please do. So, Oscar, here's the thing. Oscar said he was kind of coordinating all of this, and Oscar said that we should arrive at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Right. That was our rally time. And so I tell Jimmy to come here at 8:30 to pick me up.
Perfect.
About a 45-minute drive down. I said, that'll be 9:15 to 9:30.
Right.
I'll be there, and everybody will be established.
Not an appearance.
I walk in at 9:25, and shocker of shocker, entrance boy who always has to
make an entrance.
Always. I have known this about Oscar Santana since before we started working together.
Right.
The first time I ever spoke to his radio partner, Chad,
yes.
He said he is never here on time.
It's true.
You are never. You.
No.
Do you wait outside until everybody's
no.
in? Do you watch and look, or is it just something you do?
No. I at dinner at 9 o'clock, I said, well, it's time to go. Time has gotten away from us. I called a transport, Uber. I Ubered a car.
Right.
It came.
Right.
It left. I had to call another Uber.
Where are you when you're having dinner at 9 o'clock?
In Ballston. Yeah, up the
so
street.
So you're in the neighborhood.
Up the street, yeah.
You're in the neighborhood.
Yeah. I actually coordinated dinner to be closer to the event.
Well, that's nice. I was confused because
I
actually
done
could
dinner,
have been there.
8:30, I would have said, hey, get the car because I've got to be somewhere at 9 o'clock.
I could have been there at 9:02, but having seen Todd on the street, I said, I'm going to walk in with Todd.
That's fine.
Yes.
And so I coordinated with Todd.
Right.
And then, you know what? I got there just in time to see you pissed off.
And I was, what, was I really pissed off?
No, you were, what happened
You're
is,
bitchy.
I got two faces of Mike.
I was bitchy to you, but, about being, but like briefly.
I got two faces of Mike because when I got there, you were talking to, I think, the manager, the redhead.
Emmett from Tipperary.
And you said, hey, this is Rob. He's on my show. It's really nice to meet you, Emmett, great. And then you looked at me and said, it's really hot in here, and Oscar's over there. Is that Emmett? So you were going back and forth.
Yeah.
You were putting on a show for Emmett.
Yeah.
But you were bothered.
Here's what I...
And
I,
also, to be fair, the entertainment had not yet started.
And what I wanted when I walked in, this is what I wanted because we said 9 o'clock would be the rally time. I said,
right.
I'm walking in a little before 9:30. I said, okay, it'll be all established. There'll be an area where we're all hanging out.
People will be ready to applaud.
And instead, no, instead.
I want to make an entrance.
Instead, no, I really don't want to make an entrance. I just want to have all the work done.
Yeah.
I want to have, like, the table picked out, and I want everybody in that corner, and then I want to come over and hang out.
That would make sense if it was an appearance.
Yes.
But we were all just hanging out.
Yeah. You're absolutely right, you bastard. And so anyway.
Oh, it hurts him to say.
There were some pluses that you're not even talking about.
What's that?
One, you got to the top of the list to sing, because that karaoke.
Who made that arrangement? Because somebody came up to me and said, you don't have to wait. When you're ready to sing a song.
Excuse me, Mr. O'Mara, you can sing at your discretion.
Either one of the band members or the manager. I know, because I told you guys that you have to go pick a song because I've been here The one time I've been here, it takes about an hour to get on stage.
Oh, yeah, Todd was really sweating. He says, they're already on the second page.
Yeah, Todd was indicating, because I was on the first part of the second page.
Right.
And he was saying, you know, with the way it was going, that, you know, you don't want to get too behind on this. It might be three hours before you get to sing a song. And then I went to the back where we were sitting along the back wall.
Right, and we ended up getting great seats.
And one of our listener friends came up and said to me, the guy that's running karaoke said, whenever you're ready to sing a song, just walk up there and tell him. Yeah. And that is something I took advantage of because I was really getting ready to pass out.
It's a great advantage.
You took control. You forget sometimes what you do on stage because you almost take it for granted because we're sitting in front of each other every day.
Sure enough.
And then you got up there after like the 10 Adeles got up. And and then I said.
Yeah, that one girl that she sang, I want to.
The 10 Adeles. Yeah, the downer songs, the depressing. Like the first half hour of karaoke with like three horrible, slow death ballads.
Well, the lady gets up and she sings Something to Talk About, but the thing she wanted to talk about was diabetes. So,
that's my memory of karaoke. Yeah. It's just these downer songs that are so depressing.
And you know what? They would have been fine at the end of the evening. You want to start upbeat.
Right.
Yeah.
You got up there.
Let me just tell you. So I sign up, and the song that I put down there is You Never Even Called Me By My Name, David Allan Coe.
Right.
And that's the country song that's kind of campy, and it's kind of funny, and it's a goofy song. It's not a great karaoke song, but I write it now.
And it's well known. So it plays well.
Yeah. Fourth guy. Rob and I are sitting next to each other. The fourth guy gets up there and goes, well, I was drunk, and he starts doing David Allan Coe, and that's when
Mike had not yet really embraced the evening yet, and he looked at me, and he made what I can only explain as, do you know in the Charlie Brown comic strips?
Yes.
When something bad happens to Charlie Brown, and he's just got a squiggly mouth, Mike looked at me with a flat, straight, squiggly mouth, and because he reached into the mailbox, there were no Valentines.
Oh,
it was sad for him.
There are 3 million songs in this little binder.
Yeah, and he
and
got that
this
one.
Douche in the first half hour has picked my song. I didn't think anybody in the city of Arlington would pick that song, less anybody in that bar.
You were shocked that it was in the playlist at all.
Right.
You said, oh, you got it. This is it.
This will work because I think as I said to you, Rob, or somebody else there, I said, I'm a crooner.
That's right.
I'm a crooner. I want crooning song.
Right, for what it's worth, you said that to a lot of people. In fact, anyone who would listen.
I'm a crooner. They don't have any crooner songs.
Yeah.
They don't have any crooner songs. I don't know what's going on. So I finally get the book back because it's an audible. And I feel, even though it's not a real appearance, that there is a level of obligation. We have said we were going to be out there.
Right. We said we were going to sing. Yeah.
Do one song, but I'm really racking my brain. I mean, they have a great set list. But
you didn't take my suggestion. I said do Through the Years by Kenny Rogers.
What the F is that?
I know. Well, I drank two beers really quick.
Through the years. Jesus. Can you imagine if anybody done that?
Yeah.
I would have gone to the car, and if I had a weapon, I'd get it.
Yeah, you really would have. You would have.
So I go through the list.
We're scouring the list, Oscar.
I'm pouring over the. I'm looking at it. It's. I told Rob it's the fifth time I've looked at this list, and nothing is jumping out there because I don't want.
He's yelling at most of the songs.
I don't want to get up. You suck.
Yeah, this is the worst, and all filth and flaw.
Really? Right.
You suck song.
Listen, Buck.
And I go through. Do you have a McDonald's ice cream cone?
I'm going to go, and they're going to have it or the other one.
Yes. By the way, the drink of choice last night was soda water.
Right.
And with just a little Absolute.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a splash.
You know what? I want to know.
And by the end of the evening, it was just like, I was insisting, I think to Oscar, there is no alcohol in this.
That was me.
There is no alcohol.
No, he did it to me, too.
And you handed it to a listener that you'd never met before. You say, here,
you can have this.
Does this have any alcohol in it?
Does that taste like it's got alcohol in it?
Now, is it true that at the end of the night, Oscar switched you to rum and water?
Oscar got me a drink.
Right? What was it?
Very, very gentle.
And you were great.
My two compatriots, Oscar buying me drinks, and you ponying up the money for, excuse me, Pony. You ponying up the money for the lotto thing.
Yeah. I have your cash.
Very, very, very generous, both of you.
Oh, I paid before you?
You did.
And
oh my
Jimmy,
God.
Jimmy was very, very generous also, and the listeners were wonderful.
So cool.
I mean, it's really exciting for me to walk into a joint like that and walk out without having to, you know, buy a drink. I couldn't
As
believe
you should.
It.
It was a rewarding night. A thrilling and rewarding night.
It was humbling. It was. It always is. When people are nice, including all the listeners we got a chance to chat with, it is always humbling to us.
So
really
you decide on what song?
It suddenly jumps off the page. And
it was so obvious. I'm surprised we didn't check for it first.
But I didn't see it. And then almost like a mirage in the desert.
Yeah.
It floated off the page, and I said, okay, not only is this song going to be in my register, which is very, very important.
True enough.
But this song also is a song that I think I can own the room with.
Now,
this is a song. Now, what is the song?
Before you reveal it.
I'm going to tease.
Good, you should.
I'm going to tease.
And we have tape of it.
You do?
We do.
Oh, Jesus. Help me, Rhonda.
Yes!
Well, suffice to say that I had my song and I was excited, and we'll tell you what that song was, and we'll wrap this up when we come back on the Michael Mary Show. Buddy Rich.
Do you know the name of it offhand? Because it shocked me. It's called Big Mama Cass.
Big Mama Cass.
Why would it? Is it named for Cass Elliott?
I'm not quite sure, but it's got a nice ring to it. This portion of the program brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC, the people who bring you this show every weeknight on 102.9 FM WTNT for a free life insurance quote. Visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They do all the work for you. Encore will compare the rates. They'll help you save. License and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. Yeah. Be sure to thank them for sponsoring TMOS. Encore Insurance Services at smartterm.com.
This is from the Buddy Rich LP. Do you have any ice cream?
I want a McFlurry. Yeah. So welcome back to the show. We're going to wrap this up with our evening at the sweltering Re-Raw Irish Pub in Arlington, Virginia.
There was about an 18-inch strip in the middle of the floor, if you could find it, where there was air coming in from outside.
Yes.
Right.
If you could find it, it was almost okay.
It was tough. But the people were nice.
Great place. And a beautiful bar. Literally a beautiful bar.
I would go back there when the climate was appropriate and have a great time with people. The song that jumped out at me, and I thought it would be perfect, was Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, of course.
And there it was. I mean, my God, it was just like staring at me.
But even before you sang it, you did about 2 minutes of really quality material.
Well, by that time, Rob, the vodka was coursing through my veins, and I was...
it didn't show.
I was comfortable on the
stage.
You
killed it.
You really did.
You really killed it. I was like, what is he doing, a monologue? Yeah, what's going on? Yeah.
By the way, it is so hot.
I was thoroughly impressed and entertained.
Yeah, it was really great.
Yeah,
and you know what was
job.
Cool is they did introduce him as Radio's Mike O'Mara, not a formerly famous guy.
No, they said
Radio's Mike O'Mara, and you got a great ovation.
Yes.
It was a good crowd.
I'm trying to find the karaoke sound effect.
Yeah, we'll find it.
No, but so what I didn't get when you got up there, I got it after you were done. Because you're a performer.
Right.
You just got up there and you worked the room. And then you went into your song. You really set it up perfectly.
This band was so tight.
They were.
That they knew what I was doing. And, man, I couldn't believe how they follow people. And this is everybody. People without rhythm. People that don't know what they're doing. And these people were. The band was just so
fantastic.
Good. And so I got up there and I'm like, hey, good evening, everybody. How are you? Yeah, nice to see you.
That's the bad karaoke.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Listen, before I get started, I want to ask a question. Do they have any ice cream in here? Thank you. Sweet Caroline, it's the classic baseball song.
You kill it.
You
want to
hear a little bit of it?
Oh, my God. All right.
And I'll say this. It's not a forgiving recording.
Right.
But thank you, Jimmy Cerrito, who taped both of us singing.
Okay.
Actually,
and Rob, you killed it.
You did.
We shall see. We shall see. Here's Mike and Sweet Caroline.
Everybody sing along if you're motivated. Where it began.
Boy, I think we could release this as an album.
Yeah. I would check on the mix, but the vocals
kind of dropped the low notes at that early part of it.
Here we go.
Then spring became the summer.
Summer.
Lovely, you come along.
Yes, sir. Sweet
Caroline.
You know
what? You had the crowd in your hand.
That band, listen how tight they are.
They are. And you know what? This is not your most impressive moment of the evening. And I'll tell you that in a second.
Touch
This is the moment that Jimmy decided to not tape anymore, okay? Get ready. And there you go.
That's Jimmy. That's every bit Jimmy, isn't it? Okay, here's the chorus where everybody responds. I'm going to turn it off there.
No, the most impressive thing is when Todd Moore, who was probably the guy responsible for getting us out there.
He is responsible.
Right.
And we had a great night.
What a great guy. You know, look,
I love Todd.
We bust Todd's balls all the time. Yeah. But you know what, Todd? You're a hell of a nice person. And
fun
really,
to talk to. Fun to be with.
It was great hanging with you last night. Really.
And so he gets up to sing an odd choice, Oasis's Wonderwall. And then Mike says, Mike gets called up because everyone has been talking about how Mike is a drummer. And it keeps coming up. And that's when they bring you up to drum. Now, I'm sure you know the song Wonderwall in that you've heard it.
I didn't know it by title.
But you knew
it. And so, I'm like, Oasis, what?
And you sat down and fell right in. And I think that speaks not only to you, but also the fact that the musicians were able to lead you, but you didn't hit a clam.
That's not who helped me with that. Now, I knew the song in general, but I didn't know. You know, it's like anything. When you're playing a song, you got to know where the breaks
are. Yeah, but most people don't know that.
So here's the thing. The guy, does anybody remember the name of that wonderful guy that was with the Air Force band who was there last night? I think he's the backup drummer for that band.
Oh, I did not know that.
He knows who he is. He coined me with the Air Force band.
Okay.
He's another one of these wonderful military musicians.
Did you get me a coin?
I did not get you a coin. So he was the guy, and I said, he looks over at me and said, I'll tell you when the breaks are. And if you'll notice, when I was sitting up there and I'm following along, I know the song in general, but I don't know when.
Right.
You know, like, for example, I started too early, and there's a lot of quiet
you
before
fixed
that.
It.
And Todd Moore can sing his ass
off.
Yes, he can.
So this
in
guy.
In several keys.
God, I wish I remembered his name. I'm so sorry.
This is where Rob is just like, this is the Rob of Robist. We're sitting there, and I've seen Todd sing. I know he can sing, right? He's got a great voice. And I'm like, look at him singing. And Rob's like, yeah, but he's in the wrong key. Like, and I'm like, how can you even tell that?
He did great. And you know what? He was a great performer, too.
Would it be
because there were a lot of people that were up there and they just stand and do it, but he was it was fun to watch him.
Would it be safe to say, Rob, that you maybe picked a song that was out of your normal kind of comfort zone?
I've never done like a rock and roll song before.
You absolutely kill. It was so much fun to watch. I was into that.
Just 2 seconds back to the drumming.
Yes. Yeah.
So you're looking at the guy when told you when to go.
Sitting up on the stage.
I had no idea he was taking cues.
Off to the left, and the guy's just helping me through it. And
you
I looked there, and it was
you couldn't even tell.
You nailed it.
It was so much fun. It's just live band karaoke. I think Jimmy used to do it at
he
his
does.
Joint.
Rock and Rokey.
It takes the whole idea of karaoke and makes it actually something very, very special.
It was fun.
It wasn't 400 degrees in that joint. It would have been spectacular.
And it's a thrill anytime to sing with a live band. If you've never done it, it's a whole nother deal. And I always go to like a ballad or a Bobby Darin or a Frank Sinatra thing. And I thought if you're going to have a rock and roll band, you should do a rock and roll song. And the song I did, and Mike, I will play my tape as well. It was fun. I got to do I Saw Her Standing There by the Beatles. And my favorite part is I got to ask the band. I said, this has one of the most legendary count-offs in rock and roll history, the 1-2-3 fa. I said, can I do it? And he says, we require you to do it.
Oh, that is cool.
So I got to go up on stage and go, 1-2-3 fa.
It's all about commitment.
Yeah. Shannon fell in love with you here. Yeah.
The band is great.
She said, look at Rob go.
Look at Rob. I think he's going to die.
I said, straight to the hospital. Great job. That was great.
Rob, you had enough liquid courage to get up there.
Karaoke
is all about
that. That's what it is. That is the fuel of karaoke.
Getting the liquid courage. So these guys, and what's the name of the band again? I want to give them another plug.
It is the Harry Karaoke Band.
Harry Karaoke Band.
And do they play there every Thursday?
They do.
Once they get the AC fixed, we must go back.
It was incredible. What else did I want to talk about that night?
Second location, though?
Second location and Trouble Follows Me. The evening is winding down, completely winding down. We're all out on the street.
This is pre-ice cream, post karaoke.
Yeah, Todd and Mrs. Moore are standing out on the street. His lovely lady,
Mrs. Moore,
his lovely lady, who I spoke to for a long time about the wonderful island of Bermuda.
Now she grew up there, right?
Yes, and lovely. As of like 2 o'clock in the morning, we are officially, and I didn't let you guys know this before, we're moving the show to Bermuda.
Well, that'll be okay. Nice.
We're actually going to do the show from Bermuda. We're going to get a tax incentive to go down there and move the entire operation down
there. We can change the name of the show since it's three guys, the Bermuda Triangle.
Hey, listen,
nice.
hour and a half flight from the mainland. I mean, you know, what could possibly go wrong?
I realize, but that's not an hour and a half from D.C. That's an hour and a half from down there.
Miami.
Yes, exactly. It's going to be a wonderful experiment. Just terrific. Now, listen, I know Todd doesn't want to talk about commitment, but Mr. Moore, put a ring on that girl's
finger. Don't let
but
that one
friends.
Slip away.
What a spat.
They're friends.
And that's what marriage is all about, us.
They're not friendship. Even, they're not even, you know.
No, they're friends.
Oh.
They're good friends.
Okay.
And now, look, I think she's great as well.
I think she's terrific.
I do, too.
And talked to her for a long, long time. And we're outside, and Todd's outside. This woman is outside. You would think that I'm so impressed by her that I might remember her name.
I could give you her name, but she probably wouldn't want it on there.
Okay, no problem at all. And Jimmy, this is the kind of this is the kind of pal that Jimmy is.
She Asian?
Jimmy, I'm talking, and Jimmy is such a good guy. Jimmy actually goes to the parking garage to get the car.
Oh, I'll just go and get the car.
And I, you know, giving
what
me
a
like,
nice friend.
Giving me 10 more minutes of like socializing.
That's, and 20.
That's just
if you
a terrific person.
Jimmy, I'm not ready. Can you take another lap around Wilson Boulevard?
Yeah, just a second, Jimmy. Jimmy pulls up like where all the cabs are.
Don't worry, I'll take a left on Garfield.
Right.
And I'll just do another lap.
Turn up five a lot here. Because as I'm sitting there and I'm chatting with Todd and this lady, you know, I was like, well, that was a pretty good night. Well, listen, we're going to get rolled in. Hey, what's going on down there? Oh, my God, no. A fight breaks out right in back of me.
Really?
Like within like 3
Todd
feet.
Todd and who else?
It was 3 feet in back of me, and I'm like, I cannot believe this. I suddenly have this horrible acid flashback because I'm freaking out.
Well, did you think somehow...
It's late at night, it's at a bar, and there's a fight on the street.
Based just on your history, did you think somehow you'd caused it?
No, okay, there's good, no way. But I did, you know, it was so... I think at that point... Jimmy might have been out of the car at that point, and you know, Jimmy said, "Don't get involved." I said, "Jimmy, I don't do that anymore."
Hey,
and I'm not,
you're not breaking up fights.
I'm not going to break up a fight.
God
I'm
knows
certainly
that.
Not going to involve myself with 20-somethings that are actually going to dive in. Are we cool?
We're good. We're good.
Everything fine?
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of 20-somethings, we also figured out something about girl.
Yes,
Katie Cole.
Okay, this is the middle of the evening in a crowded bar. Rob and I both established the fact that with headphones on our heads for 25 years,
yes,
it is impossible with her vocal register to... do you have any background like cocktail party or
I think so.
crowded sound?
Yeah.
Her vocal register
it's
is at a level...
unintelligible.
She is completely and totally unintelligible. I cannot hear anything she says. And she has a lot to say.
Yes.
She's our former intern. We called her girl. Her name is Katie.
A great friend now.
She is a wonderful friend of the show and a good friend of ours and always nice to see her.
But works at TM Soft
now.
That's right, for Compulsive. And I'll try to get the right sound effect for this.
But she had a lot to say and I could see in her eyes.
Hey, Rob.
Yes.
Rob?
Yes?
Rob, I was wondering if you were quickly, can you do it to Rob? Because I was really going to say,
and the thing that was so troubling is I could see in her eyes what she wanted to tell us was something that meant a lot to her. And I at one point just said to her, Mike was talking to her, not understanding, and then he turned to me, and I listened to her, and I just said, Katie, I can't understand anything you're saying.
So this is how it goes. I said to her, Katie, how are things going at TM Soft?
So is it the octave is so high that you can't get there?
Yeah,
I thought it was the low response that I can't hear.
I think
no,
you probably, maybe both.
It was a little bit, a combination of both.
You're probably great in the middle.
Are you going to sing something for karaoke tonight, Katie?
I could see that. I heard her.
Yeah.
You could hear her?
I could hear her, but it was hard to hear anybody in that room.
But in
it's
particular, I'm talking not
the timbre
a syllable.
Of her voice, yeah.
Not a syllable.
Okay.
And I said, so, man, we had some, how's Beth Ann doing when you work for Beth Ann?
Oh, well, I was going to do the most power. I don't know
That's literally what I was hearing.
At one point, Mike just looked at me, he smiled at Katie, and turned to me and just went.
He shrugged.
He put his hands in the air like he was holding glass globes.
I got nothing. And we end with this sociological comment about the city of Arlington, Virginia.
Yes. Clarendon.
Clarendon.
Yeah.
Okay, Clarendon. It's the classic shopping district of Arlington.
Any particular reason why the joint, not Rera, but the joint across the street?
Yes.
Why all the customers were white and all of the security was black?
I didn't notice that racial divide.
Yes,
Oscar is colorblind.
I was very. Yeah. It was striking towards the end of the evening. And incidentally, as much as I think it's a fine little neighborhood, it's a tragically white community. Let's just say diversity did not reign supreme
environment. No. And it's. I think it's always been that way.
Really?
Yeah, it has been.
Well, as far as the kids go, and
the kids. Mike loves the kids.
The children. Who were there, and they are children to me. As far as that goes, I was very surprised at their level of tolerance, their level of class. I thought the women looked just amazingly well-dressed, and everybody was having a great time.
Asterisk. Yes. Their level of class, except for those jerk-offs with the sailor hats.
Yeah, but they were having a good time. Was it a bachelor party?
I don't care.
They were humps.
Do you remember the joke you made about dresses?
I said, and I did
that
a little.
Was part of his monologue.
Yeah, I loved it.
That was my stand-up when I did a little riff on the Manassas outfit.
Yes,
I said, it's so nice to see so many of you young girls in dresses. Because in Manassas, I don't remember what I said, but it was
you haven't seen a dress since like 86.
Thank you. Yeah. I guess it stuck with you.
Yeah.
It was notable.
Spectacular.
Good-looking crowd, and I didn't feel nearly as out of place as I could have.
You also said something to Shannon that resonated with me. You pulled her in, and you had some Shannon time, a little Shannon time.
Right.
You said,
he remembers.
14 pounds ago, I wouldn't have been in here. Like, you were just telling her, you're basically telling her you've lost weight on Weight Not.
Well, I'm serious that like 15 pounds more on me in that environment, I probably would have said, I got to go to the club.
Really?
15 more pounds.
Wow.
It was horrible.
He has lost weight, I noticed.
Right. It was horrible in there, that's why we drink. So we that's don't true. Notice the heat.
15 pounds ago, Mike, the fire marshal would have shut the place down.
So thank you to everybody at Rera. Thanks to Todd Moore, Oscar Santana. That's great. I like that. And everybody that came out to say hi.
A great night. And you know what? Not the last time.
Yeah, really
we'll
good
We'll do
people.
It again.
It's just, really fun and more fun than I wanted to have, and I'm feeling it today. But I got to share this with you. This is, I wish I remember the listener that shared this with me, but I don't know if this is real, but he says it's real.
Okay.
This comes from a blog, and I won't plug the blog here, but whether it is through social media, a website, email marketing, or in person, connecting with other human beings is a skill.
Sure.
And some are good at it, others really suck at it, and then there's this guy. Now, the blogger is writing, I met him briefly at a networking event not too long ago. The only words he shared with me that night were, here's my card.
That's nice.
And being that I'm not much of a shove my card down your throat type of guy, when I meet someone like that, I tend to plan my escape early on, and this time was no different. I was able to get away, but not unscathed. He got his hands on my business card. I didn't give him much more thought until the next day when I received what I assumed was going to be the typical, it was nice meeting you email that bad networkers send out en masse the day after an event. But this was no typical letter. He says this is real.
Okay.
But it's amazing to me. If it's real, this is incredible. This is the email that this guy, after just meeting a guy at an event.
So he doesn't know this guy from Adam.
Dear fellow networking event attendees.
Oh, my God.
I was very late to last night's event, so I only got to meet a small fraction of you guys. I tried to hurry, but you really can't hurry up surgery. I don't know what that means. Sorry about this mass email, but it's more efficient on my end. I'm also kind of a semi-professional networker with 10,000 people in my email contacts and 1,000 friends on my various Facebook accounts, even though I don't use Facebook myself. 1,000 followers on Twitter and Google will auto-populate my name, so perhaps some of you beginning networkers will learn some tips of how I'm always trying to create a win-win. This skill set was stressed a lot when I got my MBA from NYU.
Wow. Now, Oscar, you are a champion networker.
That is so painful.
You're a champion
networker.
Isn't it
horrible?
But when you refer to yourself as a networker who's out there networking, you don't ever really want to do that, do you?
I would imagine real networking is you don't feel like you're working. You're actually
guys, this is amazing. It goes on.
Oh, wow.
My situation is somewhat unusual in that I'm the number one surgeon of my type in the northeastern U.S. by volume and have performed nearly 20,000 procedures over the last 15 years, so I really don't need additional income, which is the unusual part. I'm actually so successful that most of the reason I attend network events these days is for personal networking, not business networking. I'm trying to meet the right woman to fall in love with,
marry,
and start a family. I'm single, never married, and really want kids before I'm too old. I've hired some professional matchmakers over the years with okay results, e.g., I've dated two of the matches for 6 months each, which is pretty good. The services vary enormously in quality and price with an imperfect correlation. For example, he goes on and on.
Is he plugging the dating site? What's he doing?
I'm editing right now because it's so long.
There's got to be an angle.
So if you or any of your friends like playing matchmaker, please read my preference parameters below and try to help me out. This is for Todd.
Oh, he's looking for trim. He's looking for trim.
Please send me the parameters and pictures of the potential setup so I can say if I'm interested before you start introducing us. Otherwise, it's kind of awkward.
Todd's better than this guy.
If interested,
much better.
Oh, yeah. Jesus, you think?
Yes. If this interested, table is better than this guy.
I'm offering the following thank you gifts. If interested, I'm offering the following thank you gifts for your kind help.
Oh, no.
First date setup, $100 cash. Second date with either the same person indicating a better match or a second person, $200 or free LASIK?
Yeah.
I don't know what it
is. Eye surgery.
No, it's Latisse. What is Latisse? Latisse.
I have no
anybody have any idea?
You know what? I think that's, if I'm not wrong, lace. I'll look it up.
Worth $300, whatever it is.
It's third a value.
Third date, again, could be with the same, $300 or free Botox worth $500. Fourth date with some or different person, $400 for free Juvederm. This has got to be BS.
Yeah, it does.
This has got to be
BS. No. Surgeons, not all surgeons, but surgeons are egomaniacs.
Unbelievable.
Well, all doctors are.
And he goes on, fourth date, fifth date. These are my
American doctors are.
These are my dating parameters, which are not flexible. Number one, age 27 to 35, ideally 28 to 34.
So, Jesus. Wow, so he has some flexibility?
That's weird. No kids, wants kids in the next 1 to 2 years.
Of course.
Three, college graduate, doesn't have to be a great school, but needs to have finished the degree. Four, skinny, i.e. dress size 0 to 2. If you don't know what that means, many men don't, it means very skinny.
Duh.
Number four. Number five, rather, Caucasian, not black or Hispanic, not Asian. Number six, healthy lifestyle, defined as no smoking, no drugs, good diet, no hard drinking.
Hard drinking, Mike.
These are things that I would ideally prefer but don't require. And this he goes on again. Christian, any denomination is fine. I'm Catholic but not very religious. Prefer any religion over none. Must be religiously tolerant. Will not be compatible with someone who thinks everyone else is damned.
Wow.
This He's an eye surgeon. Weird. It's an eye surgery.
Unbelievable. And it goes on. We got to break. This is the biggest ass email I've ever read in
That's
my life.
That's real.
And, you know, let us know if you think it's real or not.
Although I sent him a phone number, got $100.
We'll take a break. Come back. It's, what do we call it now? Oscarazzi?
Oscarazzi.
Oscarazzi on the Mike O'Mara Show coming up next. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This part of our program brought to you by Amazon. We talk about it all the time.
The
great time. Amazon, the place to go. All your back-to-school needs. Everything. Pencils, paper, a tiny refrigerator, and a flat-screen TV to make that dorm room a nice home away from home. Do that, won't you? Also, get your office supply needs. Get anything you want. Gifts for friends. Office supplies. Gum.
Yeah.
Paper products.
You know what I ordered today? What
did you get?
Plackers, my tooth floss thingies.
Ah, good man.
And you know what? Especially things like bottled water. You don't want to haul it to your house? Use Amazon.
They'll bring it to you.
Click on the Amazon link at MikeOmaraShow.com and bookmark it. And now, without further ado, let's get right to it. It's Oscarazzi time.
Guys, I know we've talked about this in the past, but are you both into Breaking Bad?
I have never watched Breaking Bad consistently.
Never?
In fact, I don't think I've ever watched an entire episode.
Oh, no.
I tried to watch it. I found it too unpleasant.
You guys are missing out.
See, I'd like to do it. I'm gonna check it out.
It is so effing good.
Really?
I binged on all the seasons and finally caught up.
You're not alone. And how many seasons are there? Seven?
I think this is the fifth or sixth.
Fifth, seven. Yes. All right. Fifth season.
The final eight episodes start airing this Sunday.
Okay.
So it's going to be the conclusion of the series.
Let me ask you a question. If I was to jump on the bandwagon this season, is it the kind of show where I might be able to dive right in?
Or is it
without,
like Lost?
Without having to...
I would say go to your Hulu Plus account.
Okay.
It's worth getting caught up.
Okay.
And they fly by, Mike.
Okay. Is it a half hour or an hour show?
It's an hour, but you wish it was two.
All right. Okay. I'm going to do that. It's I might do that this good. Weekend.
Cool. Cool.
And I kid you not, you will freak out. It is so much fun. I'm jealous that you get a chance to sit down and watch all of these.
Well, the show is, you know, probably one of the best reviewed shows in all of television.
And Bryan Cranston is pretty amazing. Funny guy.
Coming back this Sunday, if you're out there, make sure you set your DVRs or TiVo or whatever you have.
Bryan Cranston, right?
Yes.
The father from Malcolm in the Middle.
Right.
How much money has he made?
Well, and he's got.
He'll never have to work again.
Some Emmy words. He's like that really cool lotto winner.
Yeah, what's his name? You know where they were from, Mike? They were from Ham Lake, Minnesota.
Yeah, you got a clip of him in the audio.
I do indeed. Right? Yeah.
So he plays a chemist, and he in this article it says that he has he's a chemist that knows that he's basically dealing meth.
Right.
He's making meth, high-end meth. And he said,
like
that,
I do.
Yeah, well, he said that he could actually, if he was at home and he had the right chemicals, he's done it so many times because they want to be like kind of accurate to on the show.
Oh, so in real life, he could probably do it.
He's done the research.
Yes.
Cool.
Now, in the basis of the show, didn't he start making meth? The character made meth for a noble reason, right? He was raising money for his family or something?
Yeah, he's raising money to leave his family because he had cancer.
So he's like a flawed hero, which is a great construction
for
the show.
You're going to love it.
Yeah. So if on the set of Breaking Bad, Bryan Cranston sends one of the PAs out to get him some Sudafed, they should be a red flag.
Okay, we have your latte, your Sudafed, and your bleach.
You're going to love it, and you're going to yell at the TV at his wife the entire time.
Okay, cool. You're selling me on that. I might do that. Cool.
Speaking of TV, are you a fan of Alec Baldwin?
I like about everything Alec Baldwin does.
How successful can one man be, speaking of success?
You know, it's amazing, and he's had some real career personal bumps in the road, but he's survived the whole thing.
Looks to me that he's got a new show coming out on MSNBC. It's going to be on Friday nights at 9 p.m.
Like
an interview show?
A news an interview talk show, yeah. type of thing?
Depending on where you are, it's 9 p.m. and 10 p.m., a talk show.
You know what? I will say this. You've probably never listened to his podcast.
His podcast is excellent.
What happens is, and he will have a burn factor because he calls in really big stars because he has some friendships. When he runs out of the big stars, they're going to have trouble. But when he's talking to someone like Letterman for 90 minutes, you can't turn it off.
Really?
He's a good conversationalist, and he knows these people.
So these are two things I'm going to check out this week.
I would say, you know what? I would think this Baldwin show will burn very hot and very fast. I give it a year.
Hey,
during that year, I bet it's good.
Tony, get Alec Baldwin for next week, okay?
Yeah, book him.
If you don't mind. Show.
It won't be on this Friday, but this fall, it looks like it's going to be on the new MSNBC lineup.
And interesting.
That's going to be the radio version of what you mentioned, his WNYC radio show.
Exactly,
which is
and
his
that's
podcast.
Public radio, right?
Yeah.
It's a good show. You'd like it, Mike.
Okay.
Good for the car.
Back to reality here, or reality television.
Mm-hmm.
Kourtney Kardashian slapped with a paternity suit. Now, this is kind of weird, because if you watch the show, which I did... I used to watch
the Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, I used to watch it all the time. It's
so how does a chick get slapped with a?
That's the weird part.
A paternity suit.
Because she's married. Well, she's not married, but she's had a long-term boyfriend, this guy Scott, that you would love and most people hate.
So
why would Mike love him?
She has a long-term boyfriend
and an alcoholic.
They have a kid, right? Is that how that works? And she breaks up with him, and now he's filing for paternity.
No. She's still together with the guy.
Yeah.
But this guy, this male model, Michael Giorgenti, says that when the couple was on the outs, that they got together and had unprotected sex, and he says that the baby on TV is his baby.
Oh no!
Yes,
the Courtney's baby.
Yes,
and not.
So this guy Scott thinks it's his kid, but it isn't
because the baby doesn't look like Scott. It looks like somebody else, and they won't give the DNA test. So he's taking this private matter.
Let me just back up.
Okay.
So Kourtney Kardashian is with another guy right now.
She's with her long-term boyfriend, Scott.
And they're on the show, and you see him, but they're not married.
Yes.
Because Kardashians don't do that.
They don't do
they're
that.
Just slut whores. That's the way they live their lives.
And that's the worst kind of whore.
Slut whore.
So they have a baby together. It's chronicled on TV.
Okay, so they have a baby, and even though they're not married and there's no parenting going on, you know, they actually just sit there and say, this is our baby. But meanwhile, this male model claims he's the father.
He says that they... And it's documented on the show that the couple was on and off.
Right.
And it says when they were off, they got together, Kourtney and this male model, and at the same time, and the time was uncanny, he's like, and I look at the child, it looks like me. And the family's not addressing this.
So when they get back together, and she gets pregnant, she pulls this ruse with her boyfriend.
Allegedly.
That you're the father, this is going to be your baby.
Allegedly.
Although, I don't put it past them that they've already planned this out for next season.
You think they're that bright? Do you think they're really that bright?
Is this bright or is this stupid?
I don't know.
It's stupid is what it is, and that's what they are.
So when the Kardashians refused to speak to Jurgenti about the resemblance of the boy, Jurgenti took his case to the media. And now he's hoping the real case in court, because they have a court case coming up, will push a DNA test of the baby.
That's kind of cool.
Why?
So on the show, which I don't watch, though, they apparently were, the whole time the baby was involved, they were talking about it being the son of this guy.
Scott and
boyfriend.
Courtney's baby.
Is Scott stupid?
Scott is an alcoholic, and he gets drunk.
You watch this show.
I mean, out of all the guys, that's my guy. Now, he's an a-hole, but he's my guy.
And he's getting screwed.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. It'll be fun to watch the train wreck. They're very good.
One more. Okay. Yeah, do you guys want to hear about, you know, I'll give it to you. Leah Remini. You know, she left the Church of Scientology.
Our old friend Leah Remini has been having a war with Scientology.
Right?
Yes.
Now, and her forehead is getting bigger.
What are the odds that this is her deal, or is it Scientology actually getting the best of her? Because Leah Remini reports that Scientology's boss, David Maskovich, I'm probably messing up his name, but his wife is missing. He's saying that the Scientology leader's wife is missing. She reported it to the police. The police said that it was unfounded.
Leah reported this?
Yes.
Really?
So it's like she leaves the church. Then she says that the leader of that church's wife is missing. The police come and check things out, and they said, look, we haven't found anything. There's nothing wrong here.
But they haven't found the woman.
Yeah, but again, that's not the point here.
So you think Leah Remini's BSing because she's having this war with Scientology?
I feel like this is it's either getting turned in the media or she's losing it because this is becoming like crazy.
You know, just keep your eyes on it because I got no opinion. It could go either way.
Crazy land, right?
Because I think Leah Remini is a pretty high strung lass.
And I think she likes people to look her way.
We'll see what happens. Yeah. But also, we all know from our reading that, you know, Scientology is chock a block with wing nuts as well.
I disagree, Mike.
Thank you, Rob.
And that's your entertainment report.
Oscarazzi! Thank you,
Oscarazzi.
We'll take a break, come back with Rob and the Magic Audio Vault, the last one of the week, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We were hanging with the creator of this fabulous app last night. I'm talking about Mr. Todd Moore and his brand new app that you can get on your device, Compulsive.
Oh, Mike.
Have you updated Compulsive yet? They've got new features. You can share and challenge your friends. You can get that fabulous new color scheme with the dark theme and tile patterns. An in-app purchase to remove ads. That's a wonderful little thing that you have on this particular app. Much more. The latest reviews are in. Everybody loves it. Compulsive is an addictive puzzle game that is quick to learn but difficult to master. Completely free. Rob is showing it to you right now for our streamers. Compulsive on the iTunes App Store, Google Play Store, or at tmsoft.com. Please ask your friends and family on Facebook to help you with your new addiction.
I can't play this damn thing.
Don't forget to leave.
I can't see
it. He's trying to do while he holds up to the camera.
A 5-star review. Get Compulsive by TMSoft today. Let's open up the audio vault for Friday, August 9, 2013. Rob Spiewak.
Let's close the book on Todd Moore with one more thing, and I really do want to congratulate him. First of all, didn't he realize some success with his patent troll blog?
He did. They dismissed the case.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
So I had
guy won.
Way to go.
He's had a great week. Not only is Compulsive doing great, that happened. And also,
way to go, David. Screw you, Goliath.
How about this? On the Today Show yesterday, all the anchors had to pick their favorite apps.
The big one, Carla, hit me to this yesterday.
This was really cool. Here's Savannah Guthrie and her huge teeth.
All right, so we've all chosen one of our favorite apps.
Yes.
I started with White Noise Pro. If it's loud, if you have trouble sleeping, this is a really good noise-making app.
I used it last night to try it out.
What I love is she didn't say White Noise. She said White Noise Pro.
Yeah.
And that's not the free one.
And so not.
And listen, this is Todd Moore.
Oh, yeah.
When that happened all day long. It was a good day for Todd Moore.
You know what? He felt 10 feet tall, and he actually is 10 feet tall.
He deserves it.
Congratulations.
You mentioned this, so I want to go to this, make sure we have time for it. His name is Paul White. He realized just over $80 million before taxes yesterday.
I have never seen a lottery winner that was as calm in front of the media and as articulate and honest about winning this.
I love this guy.
He really was just kind of everyman. He was so composed.
I haven't heard this.
I bet you had the same thought I did, is that in the off chance I'm ever in that situation,
you'd love to behave like that.
I hope this is how I handle it. I won't.
He was so cool.
You'll handle it like the karaoke stage.
Thank you.
Let us go. His name is Paul White from Ham Lake, Minnesota. How would you like to take a swim in Ham Lake?
Oh, Ham Lake. Yeah. Rob, it's what I dream about.
So we went through them, and sure enough, they were right, and I said, I'll have to call you back later, and I went, woo! And ran around the office, and everybody's like, oh my God, what happened?
My good friends Nancy and Ron, I actually work with them. Ron this morning was my boss. He started the day my boss, he's going to end the day my chauffeur. That's awesome. And that is my little brother Phil. You know, all the big stuff you don't think about, I feel this pressure off my shoulders that you carry every day with you. I have two kids. Am I going to be able to pay for them to go to college? Am I going to be able to, you know, take care of them if they have health issues? All these things, gone. Wow. I've spent my whole life trying to figure out what it was I want to do when I grow up. Well, now I get the opportunity to do whatever I want. I know I can't, I'm not going to be one of those people that says I'm going to keep working. Because I'm not working for anybody else anymore. It's not going to happen.
Pretty cool, though.
He was
like
so
honest.
It was riveting. Wow. The press conference, he went on, and he was just...
Never stopped smiling.
He was so honest. Yeah. And you just said, okay, this is a guy that has it together. And, you know, he was just honest about it. And then, you know, he said, I'm not going to work again. But at the same time, he said, there are just some things that I have to finish.
Yeah.
So he was going back to take care of whatever job he
has. Responsible, but
honest. He was a responsible guy. He was just a very cool guy.
Loved
I really love that interview.
You know, I'm not as old as you, but I feel somehow I'm catching up.
Yes.
Even though the age difference has never changed.
Well, you're an old soul, too, and in many ways you are older than I am.
I am feeling like I'm catching up. Yes, Oscar?
Well, I'm saying your livers are the same age.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Oh, God. Yeah, especially after last night.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
But what's really remarkable to me is now things that I remember happening are celebrating their 25th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And that makes me feel pretty ancient.
Right.
Yesterday was the 25th anniversary of the first night game at Wrigley Field.
Oh.
And someone went and dug up tape of the first night game and up in the booth with Harry Carey, any excuse to play Harry, Mike,
right,
is Bill Murray.
Okay.
And you want to know how long ago this is? He was pimping Scrooged.
And the fact that that's an old movie makes me feel old.
But anyway, it's just great to hear Harry Carey and him signing on. This is 25 years ago, yesterday, at Wrigley Field in Chicago.
Hello again, everybody. Harry Carey at Wrigley Field.
Couldn't you just hear that?
Hello, everybody. Harry Carey at Wrigley Field.
Hello again, everybody. Harry Carey at Wrigley Field on this noteworthy night indeed. 8-8-88. That's the date. And this bud's for you, Bill Murray.
I've been dying under these lights until you handed me this thing.
It's such a pleasure to see you, especially on a noteworthy event like this one.
Well, I don't know how I feel about night baseball. It's great in the minor leagues, but it's someplace else to go in town besides your restaurant, which is a good thing.
Have you thought about broadcasting baseball as something after you're tired of being a great star of movies, stage, television, screen, whatever you have?
I think when I completely lose my mind here, I'm going to step right up into your spot here in the booth.
I love Bill Murray.
Harry Carey, God, Harry Carey.
Did he hand him a beer?
Yeah.
Harry Carey, the book on Harry Carey was
Big Budweiser sponsor.
But they gave him a real beer right in front. Wow.
Years and years and years and years and years, Budweiser sponsored those broadcasts.
Wow.
And the book on Harry was that, well, they sponsored him, and Harry was a true endorser of the product.
Yeah, you could usually tell after the seventh inning.
That Harry was enjoying a few as he's broadcasting the game, an American original.
That's very cool. Much true. Now, another American original, Mike, and we will revisit this lady several times over the next few weeks. Her name is Kathleen Turner.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
You're going to hurt me today.
No. I got
you.
You
are going to hurt me today.
Mike, I really don't like to revisit, but I've gotten so many requests on the Facebook. The cards and letters keep pouring in.
The other day, I am looking up Kathleen Turner on YouTube just to see more of her.
Yeah. I think what you'll enjoy here. Here's Kathleen Turner. And you'll agree, as a guy who's done theater, is there anything harder than doing a monologue?
No, nothing
at all.
Okay,
so what you have to do is get inside it, Mike.
I suppose what I'm always looking for when I watch a monologue is the actor's belief in what they're saying and whether or not they are communicating that. All right, let's think in terms of the physicality then. She is physically constricted.
What?
She is wearing a corset. There's a heaviness and a stiffness in her body, which will limit your gestures more to your arms and hands.
That's right, because you see, Mike...
Your arms and hands.
Michelle is a very cerebral actress, and Kathleen Turner likes that.
Michelle is a very cerebral actress that knows very much how she wants to approach a piece, and I like that. Trying to understand the depth of her emotion more.
Hey,
it comes out of...
Look, I know she's got the arthritis, okay?
Yeah.
I know she's had some health issues, but there's a combination here that is still funny to me.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, all those maladies, I'm not sure why the voice and the... Also, the affectation that she speaks like that.
One real quick, when you're doing the monologue, Mike,
find the movement.
Let's find a movement there. Let's find something there to that should be mad. This is, yes. To grieve for Rutland's death. Why art thou patient?
Exactly. Oh, have a great weekend, everybody. That is your Magic Audio Vault.
Oh, I could listen to movement,
and you will next week again.
Every day.
That's right.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Thanks to everybody that came out to Re-Raw last night. And our show today was brought to you by Signs by Tomorrow in Manassas. Also coming up today, for those of you that are real fans of the show,
yes,
we have a fabulous bonus hour. And, well, what it really ends up being, as usual, like all bonus hours, is just three guys completely attacking one another.
That's glad to see you.
That's all it is. You will love it, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before we shut off the mics and call it a day, remember to grab your extended free trial of Hulu Plus, a special offer just for our listeners. Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com and click the Hulu Plus banner and start watching all your favorite shows right now. Or you can go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Again, that's HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Or click the Hulu Plus banner at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.